Today we read the parable of the publican and Pharisee as a preparation for our entry into the great land, which is going to take place in a few days. Based on the things we have heard in today's gospel reading, I would like to share with you a few thoughts concerning the Pharisee. As the gospel says, he went up into the temple to pray. He turned into himself and he said the following prayer: God, I thank you that I am not like all the other men that extort, that treat others unjustly, that commit adultery, and I am not like this tax collector who is praying down here in the corner. I fast twice a week and I give the 10% of whatever I earn. He went to pray. The Greek translation for the word prayer is proseuchē, which is a compound word formed by the two words pros and evchē. The word pros, to or forwards in English translation, shows the movement of our soul in a certain direction. But how did the Pharisee act? He stood and prayed thus with himself. This means that the center of his focus was himself instead of God. Whatever he was saying while praying was a self-admiration, a self-sufficiency, and a self-worship, a perfect example of narcissism, self-divinization. The parable continues, and we observe the Pharisee comparing himself with the whole humanity. He finds himself irreproachable and incomparably higher than anyone else. I am not like all the rest of the people, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, etc. Unfortunately, we identify here a line of thought opposite to the thinking of the Church Fathers. Even if whatever the Pharisee was claiming about himself was true, we have in front of us the amazing example of our holy fathers, who, as they were increasing in holiness, they were even more considering themselves as the lowest. Elder Sophronius of Essex has described the example of Christ as the head of an inverted pyramid. So, if we assume that this pyramid symbolizes the whole of humanity, Christ as the head of the inverted pyramid is not standing at the peak, but on the very bottom, carrying each one of us on his shoulders. He is carrying both ourselves and our sins without judging us. And this happens because Christ, we could say, is forced by his countless love to embrace us even with our mistakes. The way that the three persons of the Holy Trinity embrace each other. If we lose paradise daily, is because we refuse this sanctified relationship. In order to explain this in a better way and to be able to identify the catastrophic results of judging that isolate us from our fellow humans and from God Himself, we have to be transferred for a moment at the beginning of the creation. After the original sin, the unity between humans and their connection with God was destroyed. When the Lord appeared to Adam and Eve, he asked them what had happened, if, regardless their disobedience and sinfulness, were to remain faithful to each other and to take responsibility for their actions by not blaming each other, and if they were to continue loving God and not start to be afraid of Him, remember what Adam said at the end. It is your fault, God, because the woman you gave me led me astray. Then they wouldn't have lost paradise. They lost paradise not because they sinned, but because they loved themselves more than their other half. It is the same way that the Pharisees and each one of us, judgments, they disconnect us from our fellow men who are Christ's members, and therefore they disconnect us from Christ Himself and from our personal salvation. And now a last thought for the families and the parents. When the father judges the mother, or the mother judges the father, or the parents judge other people in front of their children, even if they get their children to church every single day of the year, they won't create little angels but little Pharisees. And growing up, their children will become big Pharisees. It will be the parents' fault. They poisoned their innocent children's intellect with their judgments. These judgments soak through from their ears to their thoughts and then to their way of thinking, ending up in the way they behave towards others. Then the children will either disrespect or avoid people because they learned to judge and thus disconnect from their fellow people. The children's behavior to be aggressive, positively or silently, or to avoid people, starts from the parents' gossiping and judgments of others inside the house. And our children will never end up finding peace or positivity inside them.